For most of American history, hard or alcoholic cider was one of the most popular drinks in the country, but it fell out of favor. Now it's starting to make a comeback. Today marks the beginning of Cider Week, where more than 200 New York restaurants, bars, and retailers celebrate this quintessential American drink, much of it made in New York. Reporter Jane Black says the goal is to introduce hard cider to a new generation of drinkers.
For cider maker Louisa Spencer, the trouble began before she was born, way back in 1921. That was the year that Prohibition went into effect in the United States, and cider became associated with sin.
When alcohol was considered to be the main destroyer of society, obviously cider got caught in that image. And if you were in the fruit business, you wanted your fruit to look as pure and upbeat and, you know, constructive as possible. So you changed the reference of the word cider as fast as you could.
Apple growers began to celebrate health and family instead. You know that now famous phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? That was part of the rebranding effort. For Spencer, the co-owner of New Hampshire's Farnham Hill Ciders, the campaigns worked a little too well.
For us, trying to bring back serious cider making in this country, first having to explain what the heck it was in the first place to people who were looking around for donuts, that was a little hard.
Farnham Hill began making hard cider nearly 20 years ago. That makes it one of the granddaddies of the craft cider revival. And it is a revival. In the Hudson Valley alone, there are 10 cideries, triple the number there were just 3 years ago. And commercial producers like Miller Coors, Michelob, and Sam Adams are also getting into the game. Sales of hard cider jumped 78% last year.
Farmhouse Blend is one of our more traditional ciders. We do this.
In the run-up to Cider Week, 15 cideries showed up for a tasting, many of them from New York. Like Bad Seed Cider from Highland. It's in its second year and sells mostly at city farmers markets. But there was also Slyboro Cider House from Granville, and it was pouring this nectar-like ice cider. And Aaron Burr Cidery, which uses wild foraged apples in its tiny production.
One of the biggest challenges for the success of hard cider on the American market was simply the lack of familiarity that the public consumers have with hard cider, but also the lack of a category in the beverage industry.
That's Sarah Grady, the vice president of programming at the Hudson Valley nonprofit Glenwood and the creator of Cider Week.
There's no cider list at most restaurants. There's a wine list and a beer list. Cider Week began as a way of connecting producers with business owners and wholesale buyers.
But why cider now? One is a push from apple growers. 30 years ago, a small orchard could make good money selling eating apples like Macintosh or Fuji. But as imports from other countries like New Zealand flooded the market, the prices dropped. By pressing and fermenting the juice, orchardists got a product with bigger profit margins. And even better, they can use the dinged or bruised fruit, the apples that just aren't pretty enough to sell in a grocery store. And, Grady says, craft ciders embody everything that is floating around the food zeitgeist.
There's story behind it. There's a sense of place. There's an ability to connect with the producer. But even more so, it has this American history that's been lost.
That history is being rediscovered at restaurants all over the city. In the East Village, the Northern Spy Food Company. Northern Spy, by the way, is a kind of apple. It serves cider rather than champagne or Prosecco as an aperitif. Queens Kickshaw in Astoria has some 30 ciders on its menu, which account for 15 to 20% of its alcohol sales. During Cider Week, co-owner Ben Sandler says that that can rise to nearly 60%.
Cider is not anywhere near as snobby a beverage as wine. There aren't really any established rules about how you should drink it or what you should drink it with or in what situation or how it should be served or what glass you should drink it out of. It's kind of a discovery process for us as well as for our customers.
For his next project, Sandler plans to open a cider bar in Manhattan. But if he's going to succeed, he and other aficionados are going to need to help people overcome one firmly held belief they have about cider, and that is that it's drunk only in the fall. Farnham Hill's Louisa Spencer.
So we are trying gently to urge people away from thinking about cider only in the fall, any more than they would think about wine only when the grapes are being picked. There's no logic there. It's just a feeling, and we hope that feeling changes.
For WNYC, I'm Jane Black.
Okay, let's pop this one.